540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's like something out of a horror movie on Maui.
It's just scary to see a big wildfire just kind of coming your way. And it's not something I ever experienced before.
At least 36 people have been killed in massive flames being fanned by Hurricane Dora, swirling hundreds of miles to the south of the Hawaiian Islands. Major General Kenneth Hara is with Hawaii's Department of Defense.
The primary focus is to save lives and then to prevent human suffering and to mitigate great property loss. So that's exactly what the counties were and have been doing.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Many residents say they've tried to leave the island, but there is no way out.
Because it looks like there is no lights.
Many, like Jamie Brown, spent the night in parking lots of businesses while their homes burned to the ground.
Nothing but smoke. Cinders. Came with all the clothes we got on and a dog and two kids.
And many have no way to communicate with loved ones. Cell phone and internet services are down.
The oldest house in Maui, the 1834 Baldwin home, may be gone. After more than a year of steady declines, inflation is ticking up. It rose 3.2% in July. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Shelter continues to be a big part of the inflation story. According to the government, shelter accounted for 90% of the increase in inflation in July.
Many economists believe it's a temporary blip that won't erode long-term progress. Next move, the Feds, which will consider another round of interest rate hikes in September. The property manager at Mar-a-Lago and an aide to former President Trump are due back in court in Florida today. They face charges of helping Mr. Trump hide classified documents after he left the White House. High schools in Florida will be able to offer AP psychology after all. State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz now says material on sexual orientation and gender identity does not violate the law. Anthony Verdugo with the Florida Christian Coalition disagrees.
They are not within the context of education. They're within the context of indoctrination.
Last week, Diaz announced the class could only be offered if certain topics were excluded. A streamer is taking a cue from a competitor and raising prices. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
The monthly cost of ad-free Disney Plus will jump nearly 30% to almost $14. The cost of ad-free Hulu will rise 20% to nearly $18 a month. That will make it more expensive than the most popular ad-free tier at Netflix.
Disney is also clamping down on password sharing. S&P futures up 28. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fatal overdose 2 years ago led to a recent Racine County arrest of a Milwaukee man and the discovery of over $350,000 in cash. Investigators say undercover operations revealed 37-year-old Brandon Price sold heroin mixed with fentanyl on one occasion and pure fentanyl on two others. A search of Price's Greendale apartment uncovered crack cocaine, powder cocaine, fentanyl, firearms, and the cash. The arrest was aided by Greenfield police. The leading contender might not compete in Milwaukee. Former President Donald Trump has yet to confirm his participation in the Milwaukee debate. Trump's campaign indicated a decision will likely be reached next week, with concerns over the pledge to back the eventual Republican nominee contributing to the delay. The debate is scheduled for August 23rd. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, in 2 weeks, the Republicans are going to have their first debate in the city of Milwaukee. Wait a minute. Can you rewind that? In the city of Milwaukee. Wait a minute. When, who was it? Ron Johnson. No, it wasn't Ron Johnson. Oh, yeah, it was. When Ron Johnson was running against Mandela Barnes, they crucified the city of Milwaukee Republicans and said it was the worst place and the most dangerous place in the world. I remember reading that stuff every day. The city of Milwaukee, one of the most dangerous places in the United States to live, according to Republicans and the conservatives. Are they not concerned about that now that they're going to have the first debate for the Republicans here in the city of Milwaukee? And then next year, the 2024 Republican National Convention? In the most dangerous, one of the most dangerous cities in the nation, according to conservatives? What happened? Either somebody's done a miraculous job to clean the city of Milwaukee up, or maybe they were just fudging things a little bit, Calvin. It's one or the other, man. Yeah, they were fudging, no question about it. Well, not fudging. They were actually lying. They're flat out lying. If Milwaukee was as bad as they said they purported it to be. But there's something bigger than that. The first black elected mayor for the city of Milwaukee, young man, 36 years old, Cavalier Johnson, has welcomed the Republicans with open arms. And I'll tell you something. He's had to suffer some slings and arrows along the way. There are Democrats who clearly did not want this to happen for many reasons. Number one, for what Republicans have and do portray about our city. You know, about how horrible it is. If you didn't know any better and you listen to conservative squawk radio, There would be no way possible that the Republican Party would have come within 1,000 miles of Milwaukee to have any kind of convention. I told you I've been around a while, and I know the history of it. So what happened? Why all of a sudden a city that the Republicans did not, and even the state Republicans, if it was up to the state Republicans, none of this would be happening in Milwaukee. That's an amazing thing to me. Because either the National Republican Party sees something that the state Republican Party doesn't see, you know, or, you know, I just, you know, have not figured things out. The National Republican Party is smiling. They're excited about being in the city of Milwaukee. At the same time, the state Republican Party is doing everything they can to dismantle it. What a contradiction. 844-967-2789. It's true. There are Democrats who are livid with Mayor Johnson. How dare you allow these people to come into the city and kind of take control over it when they've done everything within their power to hurt our city? I don't envy the mayor. He's a young man in a tough position who can't let politics, or did he let politics, influence his decision. Does the city need the money? The answer is yes. Does the city need the exposure that comes with nationally all eyes being on our city and what our city has to offer? Now, if you don't live in the city of Milwaukee and you haven't been there in a long time, you would know our city. Our city is very beautiful. Our city is absolutely becoming a stunning city. It really is. You drive through the lakefront, through downtown Milwaukee, and you'd be amazed. If you haven't been here or been there in 10 years, you would not even know our city. Our city is scheduled to be a destination place. You just heard the other day that the city of Milwaukee was listed as one of the top places in the United States for young professionals to live. City of Milwaukee. Young professionals are flocking to our city in record numbers. They see something that apparently conservative squawk radio doesn't see. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I don't know where you get your information from. But
I live in Milwaukee first. Hey, Ken, I live in Milwaukee. That's number one. I'm talking about Milwaukee, the place that I live. That's where I get my information. I've been there for 69 years. Where do you get yours?
Earl, the population's been decreasing for the last 20 years in the city of Milwaukee. That's fact.
I don't know the exact numbers. Ken, did you hear me say anything about population?
You said everybody's flocking to Milwaukee. Did you not just say that 2 minutes ago?
I said, yeah, visiting. Milwaukee is a destination place. Okay, and young people with careers are flocking to Milwaukee. Those are facts.
Why is the population decreasing then?
The population decreased over the last 25, 30 years because industry left, Ken. And so the opportunities left. Many opportunities are returning, and Milwaukee is growing.
At any rate, I was just going to talk about the Republican Party coming there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the city of Milwaukee's got to split the bill for that.
It's got a what?
That's why the Republicans are going. Well, the city of Milwaukee split the bill for that, $23.5 million for security and all everything else that goes with it. That's why the Republican Party is having a Milwaukee.
Basically,
the Democrats are paying for the Republican Party.
Hey, Ken, let me ask you, if I go according to your thought, your train of thought, let's try to do that. Can we try to go according to Ken's
let's
train?
Try our best.
Okay, let's attempt to do that. So Ken, when the Democrats hold conventions in conservative areas or Republican areas, it's the same thing, right? Based on what you say. That's why they go, because
you have done that.
Huh? You say what?
Haven't done that.
No, Democrats have held conventions. Democrats have held conventions in Republican strongholds before. You're wrong.
Yeah, well, isn't Georgia pretty Republican? And they just had it in Atlanta recently, within the last 10 years.
Well, I said we're going to try to go according to what Ken was saying.
Atlantic Democrat.
Yeah, so is Milwaukee. So your point makes no sense.
The point is that the Democratic Party is paying for the Republican Party convention. Isn't
no, they're
that
not.
Hilarious?
Yeah, and no city is Republican. So whether you're going to hold the Republican convention in the middle of nowhere.
The city of Milwaukee is not supplying security or everything else that goes to holding the convention.
Hey, Ken. Are you aware of how much money the Republican Party has to raise? No, the city of Milwaukee is not paying for the convention. They're not.
They're not paying for it.
No.
They're not paying for all the policing and everything else that goes along with it.
No, they're going to be reimbursed for whatever that cost is. There's going to be some cost to the city, yes.
$23.5 million is projected that you taxpayers are paid for.
Okay.
For a Republican convention.
So, Ken, what's your point? What's your point?
The point is, why would you allow a Republican convention to come to your city to have to pay for it?
No. The question is, why is the Republican convention looking to come to a city that the state Republicans have called a hellhole?
Ken's solution is every Democratic city should not allow. So basically, every city in the country should not allow the Republican Party to have a convention. That's Ken's solution.
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't allow. It's their decision if they want to or not. I'm just saying, isn't that ironic that the Democrat-controlled city is paying for it?
No, Ken. As I stated before, I understand that Milwaukee gets an opportunity to show the nation how beautiful our city is and what we have to offer. So I understand that. They're flattered. The city of Milwaukee is flattered that they asked our city to hold that convention. There's gold in them, Nar Hills, if you know what I mean.
There's gold in your taxpayer pocket that you guys are paying for.
Okay, man. Okay, thank you very much for the call. Calvin, we tried, right?
Yeah, we tried.
All right. That's all we can do, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
That I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? Great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
The 2023 Wisconsin State Fair is here, packed with heart-pounding rides, mouth-watering treats, and electrifying entertainment. Indulge in deep-fried delights, explore captivating exhibits, and create memories that'll last a lifetime. On now through August 13th at State Fair Park in West Allis. Grab your tickets now at wisstatefair.com. This message brought to you by Parallel Employment Group. For over 35 years, Parallel has been your partner in success. Make your career aspirations a reality. Visit ParallelEmployment.com today.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear this afternoon with highs around 82. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High of 82. Dry with seasonal temps Saturday and Sunday and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes, the city of Milwaukee has the Republican convention in 2024, and the debate that is coming up in a couple of weeks, first debate. And it's you know, the city of Milwaukee is in the spotlight. And as I said before, if you haven't been to our city in a while, you would not know it. I remember not so long ago when people made fun of the city of Milwaukee and everything was Laverne and Shirley. Maybe you guys don't remember Laverne and Shirley, but we were this beer town, backwards beer town. It took a long time for Milwaukee to get rid of that, and that all we were known for was beer and bowling and factories. That's not the case. As I was driving over the Home Bridge the other day, I looked out and saw a cruise ship. I mean, it's a big deal, a cruise ship docked in Milwaukee, a destination place. That's what our city is. That's what it's become. And so the mayor is certainly, you know, putting this out there for the world to see. Republicans have been on the attack for months against crime-ridden cities run by Democrats. But now they're singing Kumbaya when putting on their events here in Milwaukee. We're going to be gracious. This is the mayor. We're going to be gracious hosts because that's what you should be, Johnson said in an interview with Politico. We're asking everyone to be on their best behavior. As a Democrat, could I have stood up and said we're not going to be welcoming to the RNC or we don't want them in our community? I mean, I could have done that, but that's the easy way out, Johnson said. Top of mind for both Republicans and Democrats in Milwaukee, ahead of the debate, security. Johnson and Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniels are paying attention to where debate protesters might gather and how traffic patterns play out at the debate. something that will inform planning for the next year's convention. So for Milwaukee, Milwaukee has no permit applications for protests. So far, Milwaukee has no permit applications for protests. The biggest question surrounding debate planning is whether or not Donald Trump is going to appear. And yes, it is an honor for the city to be able to put on these major conventions as she cleans herself up and pretties up herself. And I'm telling you, a very, very beautiful city. Our lakefront can be compared. You know, across the nation, there are people who have built on their rivers, you know, river walks and those kinds of things. Well, guess what? We've got a river, and it's been built on, and Sandy and I are going to walk that river this afternoon. Beautiful. If you've never walked the river walk in Milwaukee, you don't know what you're missing. You could put that anywhere. But not only do we have a river walk, we've got a lake. Beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Milwaukee's on the rise. Really is. Let's go to Tom. Tom, quickly.
Oh, yeah, Earl. Yeah, Earl, if you look at what Ken did right there, is a Scott Walker trick. It's called divide and conquer. I hope any of the Republicans out there that listen to this show, that are actually sensible Republicans, will realize that that should become up as a flashing warning sign that Republicans are trying to divide the people in Wisconsin, not bring everyone together or divide people in the country. That is their strategy, always to divide us, never to bring us together. We, the people, all of us are the government, and we must never forget that. But people like Ken and people that want to divide us, they're the ones that made Wisconsin into the problems that's had over the last Scott Walker.
What Ken couldn't comprehend is a simple question that I asked. How is it that the National Republican Party sees Milwaukee as welcoming and somewhere they want to do this big event, these events, and yet state Republicans say it's the most dangerous place in the world? If you listen to Robin Voss, nobody from the state should ever travel into the city of Milwaukee. But the National Republicans say, hey, we love Milwaukee. It's not what they said it is. Somebody's not being truthful, and I think it's on the state level.
Yeah, I've been to Milwaukee. It's an absolutely beautiful city in the last couple of years. And industry is coming back. It is on the rise.
Well, and young and people, man, young like people. Young people are graduating from universities, man, and all over this country, and they're coming to Milwaukee.
Absolutely, and I think that someone like Ken, who is from the great state of Wisconsin, would actually say this is a good thing. This is a good thing that we're actually bringing commerce into this, into the city. And cities should not be either Democratic or Republican. Cities are cities, and this is about commerce, and this is about bringing more money into the state, and also giving the state a very clear view of everything that is opposite of what the Republicans said during Mandela Barnes running for office.
Hey, Tom, we got it. We got to run. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News special report. Officials in Hawaii say at least 36 people have been killed in devastating wildfires on Maui that have decimated entire communities, including the historic town of Lahaina. KGMB-TV's Chelsea Davis is there.
A lot of things are just completely destroyed. Everything is in ashes. Street signs are down. We had someone escorting us, telling us this is what the historic Pioneer Inn used to be.
Local Andrew Spears has been attacking hotspots along the road.
Got a tote full of water and some shovels, and we're just hailing out water, throwing it on the smolders, and trying to cover some dirt on top to try and extinguish so it doesn't flare back up.
Tourists like this woman are being urged to leave the island.
We woke up with no power, and then the day went on, and we lost internet, cell service, couldn't call the family. We had no idea what was going on.
Bus evacuations will resume at 8 a.m. local time. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A budget of $17 million is being sought by the Milwaukee County Sheriff, primarily aimed at salaries. The proposal includes hiring 27 new deputies and filling 7 leadership roles to address staff shortages in the county jail. The plan also advocates for a $6 per hour wage increase for jail guards. Waukesha County parks and how to improve them. That's the goal of a town hall put on by county leaders next week. Melissa Kay has more.
The park program at the Waukesha County Expo Center on Tuesday is part of the work being done by the Park and Open Space Planning Group. The event aims to collect information and answer questions about current park usage, the condition of current facilities, and the community's recreational requirements. Officials say participation in the event will be instrumental in shaping the creation of new parks, recreational trails, and natural spaces.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Mandrill. Oh, man. Forgot what I wanted to say. Anyway, listen to this. You know, I said this. When Mitch McConnell, a couple weeks ago, lost his thought, his train of thought, and stared into that camera. And even though I've had my issues with Mitch McConnell over the decades, and say years, over the decades, man, I had compassion for him. Because I saw, you know, a human being that was suffering, struggling. I didn't see a Republican. I didn't see a guy who has done and said some things that I didn't agree with. I saw a suffering man made of flesh and blood just like me. I didn't see a powerful man. I saw a poor guy who needed some compassion. And which is what we as human beings should do. But that's not what has happened in his home state of Kentucky. I just, you know, people just, it's amazing to me how they are or how we are. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, could barely be heard giving a speech to his Kentucky constituents over the weekend over boos and chants of retire. Ditch Mitch. Shame on you, old man. I mean, these are constituents of his. The people who have voted him in. What is wrong with people? You know, what did the man do, Calvin? But showed some signs that he's human and he's not a robot, he's not a machine. And the evil consequences of time that will overtake all of us. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how physically strong you are. The evil consequences of time will overtake everything that's living. Because, you know, we're all born to die. So while Mitch McConnell was trying to have a conversation to his constituents, they really let him have it. He addressed the crowd at the Fancy Farm Picnic, an annual political event in the state less than 2 weeks after a scare that brought a new wave of concerns about the senator's health an age. This is my 28th Fancy Farm, and I want to assure you, it's not my last, McConnell said Saturday. McConnell, during the event, praised local Republican leaders and criticized Democratic policies ranging from inflation to COVID-19 restrictions. Now, even with McConnell saying those things, criticizing Democrats and all of that, he was still heckled. Ribbing is a common part of the political event, but the heckling targeting McConnell was notably loud after questions emerged about his health. During a press conference in Washington late last month, McConnell froze mid-sentence for almost 30 seconds. The 81-year-old Republican had to be escorted from the lectern and an aide to the senator told USA Today at the time McConnell felt lightheaded and stepped away for a moment, but was sharp upon return. You know, we wouldn't be even having this conversation if it wasn't an issue with the president of the United States and the fact that people have made it such a major issue for him. You know, let's go to the phone lines and David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. You know what? I'm not surprised, unfortunately, in what you're talking about here. And the reason why I say that is we've seen time and time again, I'm going to use Dianne Feinstein as another senator that has been ridiculed and what have you. And yes, she is old. And yes, she is, you know, she doesn't know what's really going on. There's no question. But at the end of the day, there's been very little compassion. They need to get rid of her and whatever. And really in reality is, you know, like with Mitch McConnell, and you're just saying, I feel bad for him in seeing what happened, because he was like he was a deer in headlights. And, you know, I also feel bad for Mr. Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania. I mean,
do you feel bad for Joe Biden?
I do. I really do, because he is definitely the elevator's not going to the top floor anymore. It's just very obvious. And unfortunately, you know, we have as a society, and it's very tricky with when people get to this point, and we're seeing this in live time now, when you get to a certain point in your age where you really are kind of almost reverting back to where, and I'll even use my dad as an example, where like now I'm the parent and he's the child, and you got to worry about everything.
Well, David,
any little thing could happen.
So David,
yeah,
that's all of us. As I stated earlier, not one of us escapes that. If we live long enough, that is our future. All of us.
Yeah, it is, and we'll be very fortunate. I'll be honest with you, and I think I told this to you before. As well, you know, with my wife, where she works in a senior home, they're walking history books. They're literally walking, living history books.
Yeah, and yet we don't take advantage of it.
We do not. And a lot of these seniors, you go into these nursing homes, they're all by themselves. The kids might come by maybe once every couple months. You know, some are
so dead. Dave, before you get so far down the road, the fact that Mitch McConnell is suffering this fate, and you know, people wouldn't have said any of those things had they not saw him on television, but yet those who have supported him all this time are ready to cast him aside.
And I think you've seen a change of, you know, society in general, of compassion towards, you know, elderly human beings, other things. It's a stark difference. I don't ever remember when I was growing up as a kid ever seeing that, you know, in my lifetime, but today, boy, you see it everywhere.
And again, that is because the people who look at the elderly from the perspective of poor, feeble people, they're younger, and they don't realize that, hey, as long as you can wake up in the morning and breathe in the breath of life, you're still here. You still have the capacity to love, to give love, to receive love, and that's the most powerful of all. And so we don't realize it when we're younger. The more I get to that time of my life, the more I realize what that is, right? The older we get. But you don't, that's the part of wisdom that you don't get until you get to live to be long enough to understand that. You know, I don't care how many PhDs you have. It can't replace the wisdom of having lived long enough to understand things. I remember a wise man once saying that you don't know how to live until you've reached 70 years old. And by the time you really understand it all, it's almost time to check out. So, yeah, man, we got people who don't appreciate it, don't understand, and that one day it may just well be them, if they're lucky. Thank you for the call. CJ, you're up.
Well, thanks, Earl. I was on hold about the Milwaukee situation. I am glad they're coming. The GOP's coming to Milwaukee. And Calvin's right. Most of these major cities are run by Democrats.
Okay, so wait a minute. So respond to what I said about state Republicans who didn't think much and don't think much of the city of Milwaukee, but yet the national Republicans think enough of it that they're all excited about coming here. Where's that contradiction, man? Where did that come from?
Because it highlights the mismanagement of funds.
If that's the case, CJ, if that's the case, then why has the National Republican Party decided to come? They didn't say, there's a misuse of funds in the city of Milwaukee. We're not coming.
No, it's highlighting it. And
it's not highlighting. It's highlighting what, CJ?
Can I answer?
No. Highlighting what? What is it highlighting?
You just voted on a tax increase.
What is the National Republican Party highlighting, the state Republican Party highlighting about the city of Milwaukee that the National Republican Party has disavowed?
I'm trying to explain it to you, but you keep turning my mic off. You just voted on a tax increase, right, for your city? Right?
What about it?
Due to mismanagement.
It wasn't due to mismanagement.
What does it matter? It's an example.
I try to have a conversation with you, man. I really do. I really do, man. You don't know how hard I try. But I can't. I can't, man, because you don't get it. Thank you very much for the call. No. You know, anyway. I wanted to get back to this. The aging thing, and how now the attack on Mitch McConnell from his own, you know, the folk who have elected him and who did not think it a problem until recently, and we just saw poor Mitch McConnell on television, and the fact that he is now, you know, being cast as this guy who should be getting out of Dodge. Listen, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs level off around 82 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 63. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Dry with seasonal temps Saturday and Sunday and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
If you keep on treating me the way you do, ooh, you gonna make me love somebody else. If you keep on treating me the way you do, I ain't nothing to you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, it is more than nauseating to continue to see where the nation is headed and in this internal rot politically in this country that has been fostered by a man who, for whatever reason, you know, we look at this man, Donald Trump, and we know he's a cartoonish character. I mean, come on. We know that. Nobody can look at him and take him seriously. Not from the perspective of, should this man be the most powerful man in the world again? Has he done something that says, yeah, we should give him a second chance? I don't think anybody who's lucid really believes that this man deserves a second chance at this. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Maybe Tom does. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. I know how you are already. I heard that. as a human being, yes, I felt watching Mitch up there getting booed and everything. But I also look at it as, like, this is the man who is one of the architects who put us in this situation for upholding or delaying a vote for Obama, for Garland to be Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, yeah.
And other things that, you know, we don't have a lot of time here. So other things that he has done. He is one of the reasons why these people are acting this way. I mean, look at CJ. Does he ever come across as someone who wants to have a normal, laid-back conversation? He is always aggressive, always. You know, you don't listen to it, you don't do that, you don't, you know, he's always accusing. And that was fostered by people like Mitch McConnell, who encouraged Trump and his ilk to be like that, to try to create chaos and anger and everything. I mean, that's one reason that in public, I hear people, like, I was at a bar the other day, and I heard people talking about the Biden crime family.
Yes.
And I'm just kind of listening in, and I'm shaking my head. I kept quiet because I'm not going to argue with people like CJ. What is the point? You're never going to convince them. They are angry, and they remain angry, and they will not calm down. And Mitch McConnell was one of the architects that allowed our society to get to this point.
You know, Tom, the fact of the matter is you realize where the society is right now. And the society is wounded, right? The society of this nation is in a horrible place. No question whatsoever. Did Mitch McConnell play a role in that? Yes, he did. But when you saw him there, helpless, you know, all those things didn't even come into your mind, right? You saw just a helpless soul standing there. And, you know, it's a tough thing, right?
All the achievements, at least the achievements in his world that he did, that he, I'm sure, feels very good about, that he really accomplished all this, because this is what they want to believe. This is what they like to believe. And now he's getting booed for this. I think he wondered, where did I go wrong?
So,
Why are these people doing this?
And you may say it's poetic justice. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Hey, Bill, you got the last of it, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Earl. So this is for CJ. CJ, I want you to listen to Dan O'Donnell. Then I want you to call in and either agree with him
He's not going to get on. He's not going to get on, Dan O'Donnell.
He won't even get on the air, and they call it the Dan O'Donnell Talk Show. Come on, Dan. I talk to his screener all the time. I said, what is Dan so afraid of? Today, he was saying how the fake electrics, electoral votes was just all a scam. It never happened. And I wanted to call him and say, well, then let's ask Ron Johnson to take an oath and swear to that. Well, he won't let me on there because they don't want dissent. CJ, listen to Dan O'Donnell and try and get on his show just once.
Well, listen, if he wants public theater, that's the place to go. You know, those people don't allow callers, period, for most of the time, because their job is to inculcate the listeners with what they want them to know. And maybe if I'm the host and I've got nothing of importance to talk about, maybe we'll go to the phone lines. Okay. But other than that, it's indoctrination. And some people love to be indoctrinated. You know, I just happen to believe that all the years that I listened to talk radio, me being indoctrinating people is not what I'd ever want to do, even if I had the capabilities of doing that. People have their own brains, their own minds, and there's something about it when hosts and when radio stations, and that's what Fox News does and others, and their whole purpose is to indoctrinate people. It goes back to Bill. I was talking about a guy this yesterday who got murdered or killed by the FBI because he was indoctrinated by that conservative mismatch to the degree that he made threats and threatened to kill the president of the United States, the vice president of the United States, and even made threats to kill FBI, people. And in the end, he wound up, you know, losing his life because of being indoctrinated by people over these airways. These airways are sacred, and they should be held with highest honor and esteem for us to even be on them. So never going to have me trying to influence anybody to follow me. Got to go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Calvin. See you guys on tomorrow.
Hey this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.